Yo, what's happening, everybody? This is just Jerome checking in for the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. We're on volume number 96. And we're going to be talking about the quarantine Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Y'all forgive me. I'm up under the weather, but I did make a commitment to myself to get back on the podcast. So I'm going to be bringing some good content and intellect to the platform. So we seen my disagreement with Naomi Osaka and her ability to use mental health as a way to not take criticism when she lost. And she said it was something that she needs to do for herself and, you know, all of these other things. So she's passed over, you know, one in a lifetime opportunities after opportunities. And then when the Olympics came, she represented another country, which is fine. I mean, you know, that's her own ethnic background. And I feel that she should be able to have the ability to make that choice. So I supported her with that. What I don't like is that the older generation these days are giving the younger generation the opportunity to not face adversity and to always come up with excuses. And the reason why is that some of these people, they were the first part of the generation that said in school, don't hit my child. Don't discipline my child. Wait till my child comes home and I'll discipline them. Meaning that in the meantime, your child could be at school raising all type of hell, but you don't want nobody to talk to them. And then when they get home, you know, as there should be a warm meal, but they're going to not face any type of criticism or punishment or anything taken away. And I feel as though that my generation right now, 43, they have continued to regenerate these negative behaviors. And as a result of that, we see the same thing that's happening with younger adults. We are the first people to bitch about how lazy the millennials are and how they always want to take the short route. So the question is, who in the hell did they learn it from? They learned it from us. Because once we became old enough to make decisions on our own, we didn't make decisions based off of discipline. We made decisions off of, most of us, the easiest way to get out. The easiest, the fastest way. We didn't take the long route. And for people who did, they were looked at in a certain light and by the time that they did take the long route, some people had passed them up 2 to 3 different times. But as time moved forward, we'll see taking the long route is the best thing. Because when you take the short route, you constantly have to make shortcuts. You constantly have to backtrack to get where you need to be. Now, the person who did everything that they needed to do and they took the extra 3 to 4 years and they invested the time in themselves at this point in their life, they're winning. Excuse me. They're winning. And we must salute them because of that. So I wanted to break some things down because I wanted to, in the land of sports these days, it's athletes. Specifically, Kevin Durant. It acts like no one could critique him. Even one of my favorite players, LeBron James, even when he loses, he doesn't want to face the media. He doesn't want to, you know, because he knows he's going to get criticized. But damn, man, it's nothing but 15 minutes. And I hate to see players starting to walk off the court when they get beat. Without shaking hands, without showing proper sportsmanship. Who the hell raised y'all? And I'm not speaking about LeBron James and Kevin Durant specifically, but guess what? If a little child or kid is watching you in the NBA finals or in the playoffs, and you just all of a sudden, oh, I'm not answering any questions today. What are you teaching that little child who wants to be Jack like you, who practices all your moves, who buys your shoes, buys your jerseys, listens to everything that you say on Twitter and Instagram? Is it really cool? So guess what happened with Naomi? This was less than 2 months ago. I'm taking a break from sports. My mental health is more important, this and this and this. I can't stand to do interviews. Yes, she was on the ESPYs. She did the Time Magazine interview, which she stated it was from 2019. But if you stated that you were having depressionable setbacks, why'd you take the interview? I understand this is a young child. But at the same time, she does not want anyone to say nothing to her. I was hoping that Serena Williams would come out and say, hey, you know what, it's just a part of the business. You know, let's get you some help. But, you know, don't ruin things before they get started. So when she took this break and she's thinking in her mind that she has took a step forward, guess what? She lost today. You want to know why? Because it seems as though, from what I'm hearing, is that she was out of shape. That she wasn't dialed in. That she wasn't mentally there. It seems as though that she's taking these steps to be like, you know what? I'm bigger than the game. I don't care what no one says. Sports is an outlet. If I'm depressed, if I have something on my mind, I could shoot basketball and that relieves tensions. It's a stress reliever. So from what it seems like, and I'm just allegedly, it doesn't seem as though that she was practicing. And she's thinking that since she was number one and number two in the world, that she could still dominate the world of tennis by not taking her time and doing the proper exercising and working out. The same scenario with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons went to LSU, a basketball prodigy. I mean, 6'10", can defend every position. In the open floor, he is a flat out monster. He makes the right passes. He's a post threat. But guess what? Ben Simmons' free throw percentage has shrunk every year to the point to where he doesn't even shoot jump shots now. Ben Simmons doesn't want anyone to say anything to him. He's not practicing. He's not accepting feedback. Now, for one, Ben Simmons has money. The same with Naomi. They both have money. But what good are you doing yourself? And they're both young. So it's okay. Because guess what? It took me a long time to gather wisdom, knowledge, peace. It took some time. So hopefully they'll figure it out. I'm not trying to come down on any of these people. I think, you know, individually they're great people. But in the realm of sports, they have some work to do. Now, Simone Giles. Let's speak about her for a moment. What a wonderful talent God created. I said Giles, actually is Blouse. Simone may be the best open floor gymnast. I mean, I'm not exactly sure if you all follow Bella Caroli and his reign of Olympic success, training, and work ethic. But there was a young lady by the name of Dominique Dawes. And her open floor gymnastic routine was one for the ages. And she's seen great success. But Simone, I mean, really and truly, eclipsed her by five times fold, basically. Simone is so talented that in the Olympics this year in Tokyo, they stated, and not only did they state, they did not score her. They gave her 0 points because her routine was so graceful and so talented that they said that, number one, it could be a health issue. Number two, it was too difficult. And number three, that the competitors could not compete. Of course, this is heartbreaking to anyone. I've been in situations early on in life where people have held me back from specific basketball endeavors, football endeavors. You know, I mean, I was a very talented young man. Track and field. It was just the school that I was at. They did not want to see me succeed for whatever reason. But once Simone got the news, she withdrew from the Olympics. I think it was the most distasteful, racist, unfair thing that someone could have ever done in Olympic history. Right? But now we're starting to see a pattern with the Olympics. Debacles, so to speak. Talented individuals. And right now it's been all women. It was Naomi. Well, actually, it was two. Yeah, no, three. Naomi. It was Sakara Richardson. And now it's Simone Biles. For whatever reason. Now, the debacle with Naomi is that she was supposed to win. That's her debacle. The debacle with Sakara was, she smoked weed and got caught. And the debacle with Simone is that she decided to quit. Now, mentally, I understand that she was distraught. But this is where having a firm background comes in. You know what, baby? Hey. We understand that they did something wrong. Right now, you're on the highest stage, platform ever that comes along every 8 years. Sweetheart, when you get 31 or 29 or 26, you may not have the same athletic ability. If they give you zeros all the way across the board, it's not about that. It's about that you went out and you showed the world that what I'm doing is a God-given talent, and no gold medal can stop me
from experiencing and exercising my right to display my talent. That's what I think. But you're seeing these behaviors from, you know, African Americans in the Olympics these days, and it seems as though that they're full of pride. Kevin Durant and Bam Adebayo is getting into it. What? They're getting beat. Entitlement. We're coddling these athletes. Stop coddling them. Because guess what? They're not making a perfect example for our children. And we are showing up weak with no backbone and saying, hey, man, what do you think you're doing? Or, hey, young lady. You don't do that. You go ahead and get out there and do your best. Ain't no cheating over here. Ain't no quitting over here. Or, hey, young lady. You know what? I understand what you're saying. Your mom had passed away. And we support you grieving. But that was probably not the best decision. You don't have to be all rough and, hey, what are you? You don't have to do all of that. So, this is going to be the end of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. It was just a short podcast. Today, but y'all keep rocking with me. Again, y'all can reach out to me. I'm not feeling that well, man. I'm pretty much under the weather, but y'all keep rocking with me, man. I'm gonna keep rocking with y'all. Quarantine Lead Edition, volume number 96. I'm a holler.